Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Yes. Here. Upper room of Zion. That's Psalm 24. Today's daily psalm, but here for the evening psalm. Here for the fifth day, they call Thursday, Upper Room of Zion podcast, right here.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al haggittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
Stand without assistance on them quicks and even if a earthquake them send come to shake it. Man have to keep a roof over we head, so we have to go straight go look my bread. Me no matter when nobody wants to them can't style I like red cashew. Me a chant one time a day, and that me a go use and kill the devil for the youth them gone away.
Trust in Selassie I shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed but abided forever. As the mountains are wronged about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out of the Do good unto I and I, Selassie I, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie I shall dash them forth unto workers of out of the But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana. Trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
world and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
And your
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equally. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him, the Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. Your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Say,
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
doors.
Even lasting door.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
The King of Glory.
And now we ask again.
The King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
On earth today, away, oh, oh. in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor taketh delight in the way that the unrighteous go. And he who be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his due season, nor shall his leaves wither, nor shall his knock wither, nor shall he be smitten by the sun of the day, nor shall he be smitten by the moon of the night, but be prosperous in the way that he goes, in the way of our Lord. Just cross the far eye, highly lost the eye.
Yes, 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 Chavarim. That was Bad Brains right there with the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. Bad Brains right there. Just the theme right here, today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 24. Going to ride out with the fifth and the sixth Aliyot here for this 22nd sabbatical study, Shabbat Wayachel, Wayakahel, some would say, and he gathered and he churched. Right here, hear you, Roy. Peter Tosh said right here, Earth's rightful ruler. Oh,
whoa. Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lions of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler. Blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. I laugh, also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the trap which will drive us away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall cramp, paralyze, and burn. But he's a light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill cramp, and move it, all the conception for migration continually, and to let our righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Dear end from that Iowa until this Iowa, beautiful eye, so high and so mighty.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Hamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he churched,
and he churched, and he churched, and he churched.
Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 36. Here at verse 20 for the Hamishi,
Hamishi, Hamishi, Hamishi.
Wayas et ha Rashim la Mishkana etzei shitim omdim.
the boards and sockets. Here, compare, contrast, confer, Exodus chapter 26, verse 15. Here, Exodus chapter 36, verse 20, the boards and sockets, verse 20. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. Wayas et ha kerashim. And he made the kerashim, ha kerashim, the boards. Wayas et ha kerashim la mishkan. For the mishkan, la mishkan. It's a shittim of acacia, of shittim wood, of acacia wood. It's a shittim, ombin, standing up. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board 1 cubit and a half. One board had 2 tenants equally distant one from another. Thus, like this, did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, southward, the sockets of silver, the sockets of silver, Shema'ar, here, verse 24. With arba'im, adnei kesefa asa, tachata esrima ha kerashim, shnei adanim, tachata ha keresh, ha echad, lishteya, Ye dotayo uwa shneya adanim tachata ha keresha ha echada lishte ye dotayo. The sockets of silver, verse 24, compare contrast Exodus 26:19, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenants. And 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards. And there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. And 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to 1 ring. Thus, like this, he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver. Under every board, 2 sockets. 2 sockets. 2 sockets. The bars. Here. Verse 31. The bars. Wayas b'richeya itzeya shittim. Hamisha l'karsheya. Ela ha-mishkana ha-echad. Ha-echad. And he made bars of shittim wood, of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of ha-mishkan, of the mishkan, of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. The gold overlay. The gold overlay. Here, verse 34. The gold overlay. Ve'et ha-kerashim tzipa zahav. Ve'et ha-tabotam asa zahav batim la-berichem. Why is Afa etahab rechem azahav? And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings gold, places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. The inner veil. Here, verse 35. Wayasa etaha paroketa tikeleta we argavana we tolata shani we shesha mashazara ma iseya chesheva asao taha keruvi. And he made a veil, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen with keruvim, keruvim. Made he it of cunning work. And he made thereto 4 pillars of shittim, acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them four sockets of silver. The outer veil. Here, verse 37. Wayasa masak le fetach ha ohela tikaleta we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ma ise rokain. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door, for the tabernacle petach, for the door of the tent, le petach. Ha ohel, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen of needlework, and the five pillars of it with their hooks, and he overlaid their capiters, and their fillets with gold, but and five pillars of it with their hooks, Amudayo Chamisha, and he overlaid their capitals and their fillets with gold. We eta wawehem with sipa ra shehem we chashukehem zahab, and their five sockets were of brass. We adnehem chamisha nechoshet. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevio Yisrael. Hear, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Shemot, Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names called Exodus chapter 37, the Ark, Ha'aron. The Tabot. Compare, contrast Exodus chapter 25, verse 10. Shema Yisrael here. Exodus chapter 37, verse 1. Waya eta harona itzeya shetima amatayim we chetzia arko we amma wa chetzia rachvo we amma wa chetzia komato. And Bezaliel made the ark of shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half, the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves, shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. And he put the staves into the rings by the side of Ha'aron, by the side of the Tabot, by the sides of the ark, to bear Ha'aron, to bear the ark, to bear the Tabot, to bear the Tabot, to bear the Tabot. The mercy, the mercy, the mercy, the mercy. Waya asa kaporeta zahaba tahora amatayim wahitsiya arkaha we ama wahitsiya rachebaha. And he made the mercy seats. And he made the mercy seat. Waya asa kaporet. He made the kaporet. He made the mercy seats of pure gold, zahav tahor, of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half, the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubim, kiruvim, kepraim, of gold, beaten out of 1 piece made he them, on the 2 ends of the kaporeta, hakaporeta, the mercy seat. 1 kiruv, 1 cherub, 1 kepra, on the end of this side, and another kiruv, kepra, on the end, on that side. Out of the mercy seat, the kaporet, made he, hakapuri, the kiburi, the cherubim, on the two ends thereof. And HaKeruvim, the Kaparaim, the cherubim, spread out wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, and their faces one to another, even. To the mercy seatward were the faces of HaKeruvim, were the faces of Kaparaim, the cherubim. Wayehyu HaKeruvim, Kenafayim. Le ma'ilah, sokokim, be kanafehema alaha kapareta, ufanehema isha illa achio illa ha kapareta, hayu apneya ha keruvim, and the keruvim, hakeruvim, kapraim, spread out their wings, spread out kanafayim. Spread out their wings on high. Wayehyu HaKeruvim Porseya Kanafayim Lima'ilah on high. Screening the ark cover with their wings. Sokakim Bi Kanafehema Alaha Kaporeta and their faces one to another. Ufenehem Aisha illa achio, and their faces ufenehem, and their faces ufenehem ish man illa achio, man to his brother illa hakaporeta, and their faces man to his brother one to another, toward the ark. Towards our cover, Ilaha Kaporeta, were the faces of the cherubim, the keruvim. Hayu b'nei ha-keruvim. The table of shew bread. The table of show bread, bread of the presences, bread of the faces, shew bread. Exodus chapter 25, 23, compare, contrast, hear. Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 36, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, verse 10. Wayaasa eta ha shulchana itzei shetim amatayim arkoa weama rachvo weama wachitzia komato. And he made the table, the shulchan of shetim of acacia wood, of shetim wood, 2 cubits the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereto a crown of gold round about. And he made thereto a border of a hand breadth round about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear ha-shulchan, to bear the shulchan, to bear the table. And he made the staves of itzei shittim, of shittim wood, of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold, to bear ha-shulchan, the table. And he made the vessels that upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers to cover withal of pure gold of zahav tahor, and hear Shema Yisrael, hear give ear, hear the sheshi aliyah for Shabbat Wayakahel, for Sabbath, and he gathered Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he assembled Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he churched. Here. For a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, Kashahen Mechov. This will be the, for a double portion, this will be the Shalishi, the third Aliyah here, for a double portion, Wayakahel, Pekudei, and here for Shabbat, Wayakahel, The golden lamp stands, falsely called candlestick, the golden lampstand. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. Here, second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. The Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, the sixth ascension offering for Shabbat Wayakahel. For a double portion, we have the Shalishi. This will be the Shalishi for a double portion. This will be the third reading, third up offering for a double portion. Shalishi, Kashahen, Mechov, Mechov, Mechov. And he made the lampstand pure gold. Beaten work made he the lampstand. His shaft and his branch, his bows, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. Hear, hear, hear. Shema'a Yisrael. Wayaasa etaha minora zahava tahora. Mikasha asa etaha minora. Ye rekaha. We kanaha. Gvieha. Kafatoreha. Ufaracheha. Mimena. Hayu, and he made the menorah of pure gold. Wayaasa etaha menorah zahava tahor, of pure gold. Zahav tahor teru, zahav tahor. And he made ha menorah. Wayaasa et ha menorah zahava tahor. Mikasha, mikasha, of beaten work. Mikasha asa etaha menorah, of beaten work. He made ha menorah. He made the lampstand. Yerekaha, Yerekaha. Even its base, even her, her base. Yereka, Yerekaha, Yerekah, her base. Wekanaha, and her shaft. Gevieha, her cups. Taftoreha, her knots. Ufaracheha, and her flowers, Mia Mena, Hayu, they were of one piece, were of one piece with her, were of one piece with her, with her. Six branches going out of the sides thereof, three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the one side thereof, and three branches of her menorah of the lampstand out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knot and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another and other branch, a knot and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of ha menorah, out of the lampstand, and in ha menorah, the lampstand, were four bowls made like almonds, her knops and her flowers, her knops and her flowers. Uva mora, uva mora, arabaa, gvi, me shukadi, kaftoreha, kaftoreha, ufaracheha, her knops and her flowers. And a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches going out of it, going out of her. Their knobs and their branches of the same. All of it, one beaten work, pure gold, zahav, tahor. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, gold, gold. Wayaasa eta ne roteha shiva'a ua malakaheha ua machetoteha zahava tahor. And he made the lamps thereof seven, and the tongs thereof seven, and the snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Or he made her seven lamps, and her snuffers, and her snuff dishes of zahav tahor, pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, zahav tahor, made he it, and all the vessels thereof. The incense, the Aishans altar, the incense altar, here, 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 Shema'a Yisrael, here, Exodus, compare, contrast that with Exodus 30 and 1, here, 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 Exodus 30, chapter 37, Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the incense, the Aishans altar. And he made the incense, the Aishans altar, shittim wood, the length of it a cubit, and the breadth of it a cubit, four square, two cubits, the height of it, the horns thereof were of the same. Wayaasa eta mizbach hak et oreta itseya shitima amaha arko we ama rachbo rahua we amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotao karnoto. And he made the altar of Ashens of acacia wood. Wayaasa eta mizbach hak et oret itseya shitim a cubit. Was the length of it. Amma arko 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 arko. And a cubit was the breadth of it. We amma rachbo rachbo. Four square. Ravua ravua. Four square. Ravua. We amataima komato. And two cubits was the height thereof. We amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotayo. And the karnotayo, the horns thereof, were of one piece, And the horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with a zahav tahor, pure gold, the top of it and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made to it a crown of gold round about, and he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be places for the staves to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood, it says shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. The anointing oil. Here, verse 29, Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29, compare, contrast of Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 38. Here, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 37, here, verse 29. Wayaasa eta shemen ha-mishacha kodesh. And he made the holy anointing oil. Wayaasa. And he made eta shemen, the oil, ha-mishcha, of the anointing, shemen ha-mishcha, kodesh, holy, set apart. We et kitoret, ha-samin, and the pure incense, tahora ma'isei, and the pure ashens of sweet spices, we et Kitoreta ha samima tahor ma'ise rokeach, after the art of the perfumer. Ma'ise rokeach, 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 rokeach,
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Thank you. May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the days of old.
It was a hard job to get on, to make us all believe the coming time, rescue us from evil claws. They wanted to achieve a bench to get respect, defend ourselves to the end, patriots of the continent. I give all my confidence. Redemption, where they gone? Where them gone? Where them gone?
24 now, Psalm 24, the Havarim, no doubt, no. Psalm 24 is the evening psalm for the first day, they call Sunday, the evening psalm for the first day. But here, according to the royal order, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. Oh, wow, this is a psalm right here, so very important. But let's get right into it. First, we're going to hear some Hebrew of it, Queen Makeda with the Hebrew. Focus on some key areas, clean hands, you know, and a pure heart, purify your heart, clean hands and a pure heart. Basically, the psalm asks the question, who may enter in? Who may enter in into the holy place, into, we could say, the tabernacle? And we have that tomb, big tomb culture, tabernacle right there. And also here in the Torah reading and feeding, Shabbat Vayachel, Shabbat Vayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled and he gathered, or in another way of bringing out the Hebrew, and he churched, the Kahal. In the New Covenant sense, the Kehillah is also one of the words used for the church, the gathering. This is why St. Stephen, no doubt, in Acts of the Apostles, when he talked about the church in the wilderness, church, but if we look at the translation, KJV, we don't find it referred to as a church, but Hebraically, even this 22nd brings out that key word, that key idea right there. So writing of Queen Makeda and Psalm 24, Niki Kapayi, Mubar Lebab, clean hands, pure heart.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before.
David Mizmor, Radonaya Aretz Umloa, Tevel Vyosheveva, Kihu Al Yamim Yesada, Varneha Rot Yehoneneha, Mia Ale Behar Radonai, Mia Kubim Kom Kocho, נקי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נסע לשב נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי אישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מיוזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבחו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתחקו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש
מזמור תפגלת, לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויוש ובא. כי הוא על ימין ישדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים ראשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Salanta, Eina Estelin. Shalom, Chaberim. Ani Mevarek Etekem, Eina, greet thee. Today's daily psalm is a hymn of greetings, a psalm for the first day, the evening psalm for the first day, for Ehud on the Sunday. Also, today's daily psalm and a psalm for coronation. Coronation Day Psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Eina Rastafari Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, of Melchizedek, Malachi Tzedek, today's daily psalm. So after the brief intro, the historical background, 2 Samuel chapter 6, as well as 1 Chronicles chapter 15, with the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, passing entirely into the hands of David. David had an opportunity, right, of providing a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant, and the psalm being composed, today's daily psalm being composed for that joyous and the joyous occasion when the Ark of the Covenant was brought forth from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent, to the Sukkah, to the tabernacle, the tent, the Sukkah, which David, right, the tabernacle of David, the tent which David had prepared for her reception, for the reception of the Tabot, for the reception of Ha'aron, for the Aron, Aron HaBrit, for the Ark of the Covenant. So we have this psalm being regularly recited by I and I, but especially today, being today's daily psalm, Chaburim. Yes, I, and Coronation Day, and the Coronation Day psalm according to the royal order. So this psalm has three main parts to it. We have the first two verses speaking of the Lord of the universe, the universal Lord, speaking of Egziah Beherzdena, the good father of Yod Hey Wehey, of he who be, who he be, of his divine majesty, the first two verses. Then we have verses 3-6, speaking of who may approach to Elohim, who may approach. Now let's recall that the psalm is in connection, historical background in the context of today's daily psalm being described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and being connected with David having the opportunity of providing a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant and the Ark being brought from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent, to the tabernacle, the Sukkah. The Sukkah, which David had provided for its reception, for the reception of the Ark of the Covenant. So the context is very, very much a key. So we have the first two sections. First section, verses 1-2, the Lord of the universe, Adonai Ha'olam of the universe. Then we have verses 3-6, who may approach to Elohim? And then verses 7-10, the entrance of Ha'aron, the Aron HaBrit of the Tavot, of the Ark of the Covenant, verses 7-10. So we have three main sections here. So the psalmist and I and I in today's daily psalm, what do we affirm? Affirming the universal, the universal kingship. Universal kingship of the sovereign creator, of the blameless creator, of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity, and reminding his people, Ainai people, reminding Jah people that only the morally pure, according to his majesty's genuine morality, are qualified to worship him. And it celebrates, celebrating his splendor, the splendor of he who he be as a mighty warrior king in today's daily psalm. So we pick up right here with the first section, verses 1-2, the Adonai Ha'olam, the Lord of the universe, of the universe, the universal Adonai, Jah. Rastafari. So picking up right here with the first verse coupled with the superscription, Le David Mizmor, the King of Glory, entering Zion, Zion, Le David Mizmor, La Yahuwah Haaretz, Uma Loah, Umeloah, Tevela we Yoshbe Bah. The earth is Yahweh, La Yahuwah. The earth is he who be, who he be. The earth is Yod Hey Wehey, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Ha Aret, La Yahuwah, Ha Aret. U Meloaha, and the fullness thereof, and all of her fullness, the earth, she is he who be, who he be, La Yahuwa, Haaret, U Meloa, Tevela, We Yoshbe, and those that dwell, that seat, that inhabit. We Yoshbe Baha in her. The earth is Yahweh's. La Yahuwah Haaretz. This is a noble preface
prefacing the Mekdem. The Mekdem here for deep meaning. Although Zion, Zion, was and is his appointed dwelling and dwelling place, his presence, his face, his perception, and sovereignty extended and extends throughout the world. The same thought occurred in the prayer that's offered and was offered at the dedication, the Hanukkah, the livication of Shlomo's Hekal, of the Beit Mikdash, of Solomon's Temple, where in 1 Kings 8:27, we have Shlomo HaMelech saying, "Behold, behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, I. How much less this house, this bait that I have builded." 1 Kings 8:27. La Yahuwah Haaretz, the earth is Yahweh Yod Hey Wehey Umloah, and all of her fullness, Umloaha, and all of her fullness, all that she contains, all that she contains, Tevela V'yoshveva, as they would point it, or Tebel, V'yoshveva, the world, the inhabitable portion of the world, the Tevel, we call the Tevel. The Tevel is the inhabitable parts of the earthly plane. The Tevel with Yoshveva, and all that Yoshveva, that seat, that sit, that dwell, that inhabit. Verse 2, the first two verses, the Adonai ha'olam, ha'olam, Adonai ha'olam, for he hath founded it, he founded her. He hath founded her upon the seas and established her upon the floods. Kihu al yamim yisada. He founded yisada. Kihu al yamim yisadaha. Al neharot ye konen neha. Al neharota ye konen neha. Ye konen neha. For he hath founded her upon the seas and established her upon the floods. I know you might look in the KJV, you might say it, but that it is she, speaking of the earth, the earthly plane. So we have these two first verses, Lidawid Mizmor, La Yahuwa Haaretz A'u Melo'aha, Tevela Uyoshbi Abaha, Ki Hu Alla Yamima Ye Sadaha, We Alla Neharota Ye Konenenehaa. These two verses, seas and floods. Speaking of the seas, the yamim and the neharot, the rivers, some translate the rivers, these rivers flowing, overflowing the flood. So he who be who he be, right? Of he who be who he be, ha'aret, la Yahuwa, ha'aret, and the fullness of it, and all of her fullness, u'meloah, tevela, u'yoshbe, baha, the inhabitable world, the inhabitable portions of the earthly plane, the tevel, u'yoshbe, baha, and the ones dwelling with Yoshbe Baha. He who be, ki hu Allah Yamim, Yesadaha, we Allah Naharota Yekonin Neha, for he has founded her, Yisada, the sword, Yisada, wa'al neharot, and he has established
right? Upon the floods, al neharot, upon the floods, yekonen neha. He prepared her. He established her. So we have this also, the ideas of the seas, the floods, and the rivers, also in Psalm 136, around about verse 6, and in Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, the world was thought, right? And rightly so, we get to recognize again, people thought that all this, they didn't know, but actually, truthfully, the world, right, rests upon subterranean waters. There's waters everywhere, waters above, waters below, waters everywhere, the subterranean waters. So this here is the opening intro. Here we have the intro to today's daily psalm, a hymn of greetings and a connection with David, HaMelech, with David, the defeat of the Jebusites, the catching of Jerusalem, which was formerly called Jebusalem, but now Yerushalayim, the city of the great king of Malki Tzedek. Now, here, as we continue today's daily psalm, we have verses 3 to 6, Chaburim. And here with verses 3 to 6, section 2. First section, the Adonai HaOlam, the Lord, the Adonai, the Sustainer. The sustainer of the universe, of the universe, the universal Adonai, Adonai, he who be, we be, his divine majesty. Now here we have verses 3 to 6, who may approach Elohim? Who may approach? Mi Ya'ele, who may ascend? Mi Ya'ele, Bihara Yahuwa, Umi Yakum, Bimakom Kadisho, who may ascend into the hill of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh of he who be, who he be, Mi Ya'ele, Bihara Yahuwa, Umi Yakum, Bimakom Kadisho, and who may stand, Umi Yakum, who may stand, Bimakom Kadisho, holy place, who may stand in the place his holy, the place, Bimakom Kadisho, who may ascend, Mi Ya'ele, Bihara Yahuwa. First question, who may ascend? Mi Ya'ele, Who? For the question and the answer, we have Psalm XV, we have Psalm 15. Elohim's dwelling place being established in the midst of the people, in the midst of Jah people. Elohim's dwelling place being established in the midst, in the innermost of the inner sense, in the midst of Jah people. It was necessary, and it's necessary to define who were qualified to have access to it, access to the holy place. Remember, this establishment of the ark in the tent, the tabernacle of David, the tabernacle which David had provided. So who may ascend the hill and who may approach? So the answer, it reaffirms the high ethical character of Yahweh, truth and life, and even of the ancient Judaic and Jewish religion of Yahweh, truth and life. What is the high ethical character of Yahweh, truth and life? So we have this first verse right here, right? In the second section, verse 3, let's just point it out, verse 3, the Gimel verse, Mi Ya'ele Bihar Yahuwa, Mi Yakum Bimakom Kadisho. Or the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, picking up the fourth verse, Niki, clean. Kapayim, Niki Kapayim, U Bara Lebab, ובר לבב אשר לא נסע לשווה נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. Niki kapayim, niki kapayim. Clean hands, ubar lebab, and a bar lebab, pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. Asher lo nasa la shava. Nafshi. Who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood? With low and no. Nishaba le mirma, and has not sworn deceitfully. Clean hands, unstained by violence or dishonesty. Niki kapayim, clean hands. Pure heart, bar lebab. Pure heart, free of deceit, right? Free of deceit, a purified bar lebab, a purified heart. We have Psalm 18, round about verse 24, who has not taken my name in vain, right? Who has not taken my name in vain. This is interesting, right? Who has not taken my name in vain. Let's look over this right here. This is, we're looking at the translation here, right? But that's what it means when it says, Asher lo nasa la shav, right? Some pointed as nafshi, right? Now, the translator often translates this, right, who has not lifted up his soul, like, or sworn deceitfully, or lift up his soul, like, who taken hold upon vain things for his soul. Bring out that idea right there. Taking hold of vain things for his soul, coupled with sworn deceitfully. But now, this part here that, according to the Sefer Tehillim, is brought out more as, has not taken my name in vain. There is a variant in the Hebrew text. Now, the Masoretic text, it reads nafshi. So when I read over it again, I paused for a moment. I said, that's interesting. You know, yet familiar there, my soul, nafshi, who has not taken my soul in vain. This is the literal sense of Asher lo nasa lashava nafshi, who has not taken my soul in vain, which must be understood as a different form, right, a different form in that sense of what we call the third commandment. My soul is the equivalent of me and my name. My soul being the equivalent of me and my name, which are interchangeable. We have this also in the third psalm, round about the third verse. Now, the ketiv, which points to what is written, it reads nafsho. Right? The ketiv, nafsho. This is adopted now by the authorized, the AV, the authorized versions, who have not lifted up his soul, right? Nafsho, his soul, nafsho. So it's written as nafshi, my soul, but yet it's pointed here as, in the Ketiv, as nafsho, as his soul. Just to make a little note here, this is a very important point to agitate upon as well, that the verse that often in the KJV is translated, you know, as who has not lifted up his soul, like in vain, or to falsehood, or in vanity, or sworn deceitfully, is more literally in the Hebrew, Asher lo nasa la shava nafshi, la shava nafshi, right, that who has not taken my soul in vain, and this is what is interpreted according to Sefer Tehillim as who have not taken my name in vain. So now the Ketiv translates or brings the words from Nafshi to Nafsho, and this is where we get the popular translations, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity. But to lift up his soul to vanity really is to take the name of he who be who he be, take my soul in vain. It's just an interesting meri, right? Has not striven after aims. In other words, this is Hebraicism in a sense to bring forward the idea of have not striven or sought those things or aimed for those things which Jah disapproves of, which does not please he who be who he be, and has not sworn deceitfully. V'lo 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 nishba'a le mirma. V'lo nishba'a. Le mirma, when I throw down, you know, sort of like false, like kind of oaths, you know, I swear, blah, 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 right? Had I sworn deceitfully. He is faithful, right? He is faithful to the ninth commandment. He is faithful to the ninth commandment. Who can approach? Remember, David is bringing forth the ark. It's the ark of the covenant, right? Which is that center, right, of the Hebraic, the Mishkan worship. This brings us here to the fifth verse, moving forward, right, to the fifth verse. Now, something else right there where it talks about treachery against his neighbor, right, to swear deceitfully, how that's connected right there from the literal Hebrew to the way it has been translated forward, treachery against his neighbor. But more literally in the Hebrew, has not sworn deceitfully. In the dilate verse, bringing us here to the hey verse, the fifth verse, Yisa beraka, beraka, Yisa beraka, Yisa beraka, Yisa beraka, Yisa beraka, Meyeta Yahuwah, U al-tzedaka, U al-tzedaka, Mey Elohei, Yisha'o, he shall receive a blessing from Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Yisa Baraka Me'eta Yahuwah. Me'eta Yahuwah. He shall receive a blessing. Yisa Baraka. Yisa Baraka Me'eta Yahuwah. Uwa Tzedaka Me'elohei Yisha'o. Elohei Yisha'o. Yisha'o. And righteousness. Tzedakah, righteousness may from Elohei, from the Elohei, Elohai, Haliyai, from the Elohim, the power of his salvation. Yisho. We have Yisho from Yasha, Yeshua. Righteousness, righteous treatment to be received from a faithful Elohim. Some say the meaning of righteousness also can be brought out as that vindication. He will be vindicated. More on this in the fourth psalm, roughly around the verse 2. Right? But what's interesting here is where it says, in righteousness from the God of his salvation. Elohei Yisho, Elohei Hailei. I say Elohai Hailei, Elohei Yisho, Elohei Yisho. This one shall receive a baraka from Yahuwah. From Yahweh, he who be, we be, divine majesty, and charity. From Elohim, his deliverer, Elohim, Yeshua. The wild verse, the sixth verse. Zeh, Dora, Dorosho, Zeh, Dora, Dorosho. Zeh dor, this generation, dorsho, zeh dor, zeh, this dor, generation, dorsho, 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 seek, those who seek, dorsho, this generation, those who seek, mir bakshi, faneka, Yaakov, selah. This the generation of those who seek, those who seek him, those who seek, me bakshe faneka, faneha, faneka, who seek thy face, thy perception, thy face, Yaakov, Jacob, even Jacob, Yaakov, Selah, Selah, pause. This is the generation seeking him, seeking the face, the presence, the perception of the El, the Elohim, of the Elohim. This is what's implied here of Ya'ikov. But the way it's written in the Hebraism of it, Zedor Dorsho, Amir Bak Sheh, Faneka, Ya'ikov. Selah. So it has a sense of this is a generation seeking him, seeking the face, seeking the eye face. Ya'ikov, Jacob, even Jacob, Selah, pause, meddy on this. The generation is speaking of the type of man and man, the generation, as we have in Psalm 12, round about verse 8, and Psalm 14, round about verse 5. Seek after him. Seek after him. Such is the generation of them that seek after him, that seek thy face, even Ya'ikov, even Jacob, Selah, pause, that seek thy face, that seek after him, the Dorsho. See, there's two senses of seek. One is Dorsho, Darash, Dorsho, Zedor, Dorsho. Seeking after him, this sense is to inquire of him, to know Yahweh's, to know his ways. Mibakshe faneka, that seek thy face, discipline themselves to be worthy now of entrance to thy presence. Faneka, to thy panim, fanai, the face, the presence. When we say three persons, all right, one divinity, we say to see about the faces, the presence, seeking the face of the Father, Ha'av, Habein, Ruach HaKadosh, Mibakshe faneka, Ya'ikov, Selah. Pause. So disciplining I and I selves to be worthy of entrance into the I face, faneka, into thy face, into thy perception, into thy presence, into the presence of the Father, into the presence of the Son, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Disciplining I and I selves to be worthy of entrance into the I's presence. Ya'ikov, Jacob. Even Jacob, the seed of Jacob, even I and I, black Jacobites. We the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, I and I, black Jacobites, even Ya'ikov, the seed of Jacob, who deserved to be called by Shemo, by his name, in consequence of thee and I and I, faithfulness to he who be his divine majesty, to Elohim, even Ha Elohim. And then we have here a beautiful pause. Zedor Dorsho Mebakshe Faneka Ya'ikov Selah. Pause.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Medavid Mizmor.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Ladonai Haaret Sumeloah.
The world and they that dwell therein.
Tevel veYosh veBa.
For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה בבל ויוש ובה כי הוא על ימים יסדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב, סלה. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלה.
Psalm 24.
Mizmor Kafdalet. Le David Mizmor. 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 Mizmor.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 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 Thereof.
Ladonai ha'aretz umeloah. 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 Umeloah.
The world and they that dwell therein. Dwell therein. Dwell therein.
תבל ויוש ובה, בה, בה, בה.
Rim, Ra Shechem, we hear Nasua Pitache Olam, we Yabo Meleka Hakavod. Lift up your heads, O gates. Let lift the gates, your rulers. Seu Shearim, Seu Shearim. Lift up your heads, O you gates, Su She'arim, Rashekem, Rashekem, your head, Rashekem, Su She'arim, Rashekem. Lift up your heads, O gates, let lift the gates, your rulers, your heads. We'hinasu pitache olam. And be lifted up where he nasu, where he nasu, he nasu, where he nasu, and be lifted up. Pitache, pitache, the doors, olam, pitache, olam, the ancient doors, the eternal doors, the pitache, pitache. Fitache Aulam, Fitache Aulam, Fitache Aulam, the Fita, like the Fita Neges, Fitache, pointed here as Fitache Aulam, the ancient doors, and let be lifted up gates the eternal. We yabow melek hakavod, 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 melek hakavod. Yekuber negus, king, the negus, and shall enter. Ve yavo, melek hakavod, and shall enter the melek hakavod, and shall enter the king of glory, Yekuber negus, even negus and neges, and shall enter the king of glory. So here, with verses 7 to 10, the concluding section of today's daily psalm, the Kaf Dalet, right, the Kaf Dalet psalm, Psalm XXIV, Psalm 24, from the Sefer Tehillim, the hymn of greeting. We have the entrance of the ark, even the Tabot, the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant. Su'u sh'arim ha'rashekem, v'hinasu'u ha'pitachi olam, v'yabu'u ha'melek ha'kavod. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, O your gates, your gates, and be y'all lifted up, ye everlasting, ever living, ye eternal, ye ancient doors, pitachi olam, pitachi olam. So that the King of Glory, the Melech HaKavod, Yekuber Negus, Melech HaKavod, so that the Melech HaKavod, the King of Glory may come in with Yabo, and so the King, the Melech, the King HaKavod, the King of Glory, Yekuber of Glory, Negus, the King, may come in. The bearers of the ark, the Tabot, the ark bearers, are at the gates of Zion here, picking up after the Selah pause. Here in verse 7, Psalm 24, verse 7, we have the bearers of the Tabot, the bearers of the ark, are at the gates of Zion, the gates of Zion, and the procession is about to enter. They're about to enter into the city, about to enter into the city of the great king, into Yerushalayim, into the city of Malachias Tzedek, of Melchizedek. They're about to enter into the city. The bearers of the ark are at the gates, at the gates, at the gates. And they say these words, Su'ush Arim Rashikam, lift up your heads, extend your height, because you are too low for the passing through of Melech HaKavod. You're too low for the passing through of your Kavur Negus, the King of Glory, the everlasting. Right? Be lifted up where Hinasu Vihinasu Apitehe Olam. Everlasting doors, the gates of old, Pitachei Olam, the Pitachei Olam, gates of the old, the ancient gates, so that the King of Glory, the Melech HaKavod, Yekuber Negus, Yekuber Negus Neges, the King of Glory, who accompanied the Ark. We have Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, and 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 2. This is the Zayin, the seventh verse, the Zayin verse, the verse after the pause, lifting up of the gates, the entrance of the ark bearers at the doors. And in verse Chet, in the eighth verse, verse Chet, the Hebrew letter Chet or Chet, the eighth verse, Mi, who, Mi ze melech hakavod? Who is this? Ze. Who is this? Me. Ze. Melech HaKavod. Who is this King of Glory? Who is this Kavur Negus? Negus Neges. Who is this King of Glory? Yahuwah. Izuz, Yahuwah, we Gibora, Yahuwah, Gibora, Milhamma. He who be, strong and mighty. Ezuz, w'gibora. Strong and mighty. Ezuz, strong, w'gibor. Mighty. Yahuwah, gibora. Milhamma. He who be who ye be, mighty Gibor, Milhamma, mighty in battle, mighty in battle, mighty, 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 mighty. So who is this King of Glory? This is the question in verse 8. Mize Melech HaKavod. Mize Melech HaKavod. Mize, who is this Melech HaKavod? HaKavod. The sentries, the watchmen, the sentries at the gate are represented as performing their duty by asking this question. The duty of challenging whoever would enter or whoever would seek to enter by asking the question, Mize Melech HaKavod. It's a password, watchword. Mize Melech HaKavod. And the response is, who is this King of Glory? Yod Hey Wehey, Yahuwah Zuzo Gibor, Yahuwah Gibor Milhamma, fortified and mighty, Zuz Gibor, Yahuwah Gibor Milhamma, in battle, mighty in battle. He had given victory. He who be who he be, Yod Hey Wehey, he had given victory to David HaMelech, to David the king, against the Jebusites. Verse 8, the ninth Hebrew letter, the ninth verse here, 8. We have the 8th verse. Su She'arim Rashikem. Su Pitache Aulam, where Yabo Melech HaKavod. Lift up your heads, O gates, O ancient gates, Pitache Aulam, and lift them up, the ancient doors, that the King of Glory will Yabo Melech HaKavod, so that the King of Glory and the King of Glory and the King of Glory shall enter, may enter in. This is for added, some say, impressiveness, to impress us on our hearts and minds, the invocation, the call, and the response, the invocation are repeated here again. Su She'arim Rashekem, Wisu Pitache Aulam, Wiyabo Melech HaKavod, and the King of Glory shall come in, that the King of Glory may come in. The Yod verse, the 10th verse, to fulfill today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachias, Edek, Melchizedek. The Yod verse, Mi hu Zemelech HaKavod, who is this King of Glory? Me, who, he. Me means who in English, and who in Hebrew means he. So we have me, who, he, me, who, Zemelech HaKavod. Zemelech HaKavod. 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 King of gravity, of glory. Who he. Literally, who he. This King of Glory. Literally in the Hebrew, who he, this King of Glory. Mi hu ze Melech HaKavod. And the answer, Yahuwah Tzevaot. Hu Melech HaKavod. Selah. Pause. He who be who he be, Yahuwah Tzevaot. He who be who he be, of armies, of hosts, of the Tzevaot, Some say the Tzevaot, but the Tzevaot. Yahuwah Tzevaot, who is he? Melech HaKavod, the King of Glory. Selah, pause. He who be who he be, Jehovah Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, pointed as Yahweh Sabaoth. This designation of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God, is employed in two senses. In two senses. One is a narrow sense, and the other is a more of a universal sense. Firstly, host, the word host is Tzevaot. Tzevaot, 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 the word for host. It indicates armies, co-laborers, but in this sense of armies, right? As in David's challenge to Goliath, or Goliath, his challenge to Goliath in 1 Samuel XVII 45, in 1 Samuel 17 and 45. On the other hand, host, when we say host, it's Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth. Host is used of the heavenly bodies. And we have this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. And when we say the Lord of hosts, Adonai Sabaoth, or Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, this may be explained by the vision. The vision that's described in 1 Kings XXII and 19, 1 Kings 22 and 19, it accordingly denominates the supreme ruler of the universe, of the universe, the universal supreme ruler, the sustainer, the good father, the generous Av. So we have also another sense that's not written here in the Tehillim, the notes, but to share this as well on the inspiration. We have, remember the host? We have the host in the sense of the armies of Yisrael, but also we had the host of the warriors, but also of the priests. Right? The priests also, the Levites, were separate from the other tribes, and they also were a tzava host, like co-laborers, together, sarawit, geta, we have in the royal Amharic. Just to point that as well, but that revelation of the divine name in the compound sense, Yahuwah Sabaoth, is found right there. So the final verse, once again, of today's daily psalm, the first day psalm, Sunday evening psalm, Coronation Day Psalm, and today's daily psalm, Mihu ze melech ha-kabod, Yahuwah Sabaoth, Hu melech ha-kabod, Selah. Pause.
Let them dance, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasya.
The whom praises is due for
Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Le David Mizmor. L'Adonai ha'aretz umelo'ah, tevel ve'yosh ve'vah. Ki hu al yamim yesada, ve'al neharot yechoneneha. Mi ya'ale ve'har Adonai, u'mi yakum bimkom kodsho. Ve'ki chapayim uvar levav, asher lo nasa lashav nafshi, ve'lo nishba lemirma. Yissa veracha me'et Adonai, utzedaka me'elohei yisho. Ze dor dorshav, mevakeshe panecha, Yaakov, Sela. Se'u she'arim ra shechem, vehinas'u pitche olam, ve'yavo melech hakavod. Mi ze melech hakavod, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
Psalm 24.
Mizmor kaf dalet. Le David mizmor, mizmor, mizmor.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, 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 thereof.
L'Adonai ha'aretz u'melo'ah, 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 u'melo'ah.
The world and they that dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein.
תבל ויוש ובה, בה, 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 בה.
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Psalm 24.
Mizmor kaf dalet, le David mizmor. Mizmor.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, 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 thereof.
L'Adonai ha'aretz u'melo'ah, 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 u'melo'ah.
The world and they that dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein, dwell therein.
Tevel ve'yosh ve'vah, vah.
Yes, 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 Chavarim, right here. Here we have Psalm 24, and the Yahuwah Tzevaot is very interesting. It has a sense in the Hebraic sense of even power of the Trinity, as when I mentioned the host of Tzevaot in Israel. There was the Tzevaot, you know, we could say there was the priests, there was the Levites, and then there was the rank and file Israelites. And we also have the name in certain psalms and areas in like a threefold occurrence, and it bears a special significance in revelation with Yah people. One thing we noticed in some of our recent studies, they said that there was avoidance of that particular name in certain areas of the scripture because of no doubt that sense of the trinities. And many people had trinities or conception of a threeness, a threefoldness. But anyway, more on that right there, there, there. We have Psalm 24 with a basic targum, basic verse by verse. And here on the next level of study right here, the Midrash, going to the Midrash of today's daily psalm.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Tzedek, we have Mizmor. Mizmor Kaf Dalet. Mizmor Kaf Dalet. We have Psalm 24. A hymn of greetings is themed, a hymn of greeting. Some say the historical background of this Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, a psalm of David.
The background of this mizmor, this chant, this intonation is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem, in its entirety passed into the hands of David, into the hands of David, into the hands of David. He now has the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit. And the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent that David had prepared for its reception, for the Kabbalah, for the reception of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot. According to tradition, the tribe, this psalm, this mizmor, this chant was regularly recited in the Heikal, in the temple, on the first day, the Rishon, the first day of the Shabua, of the week, the first of the seven, the Ehud, the first day, the Sunday. And in the LXX, the Septuagint, this is explicitly stated in the heading. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter Order of Malachi, Tzedek. We have the opening. Lidawid Mizmor, a psalm of David. La Yahuwah Ha'aretza Uwa Mir Lo'aha Tevela Wi Yoshre Baha. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretza Uwa Mir Lo'aha U Mir Lo'aha. The earth is, she is, he who be, who he bees, and the fullness and all her fullness and her fullness. O me loaha tevela we yoshre baha. The world, the tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the tevel we yoshbe baha, and they that dwell therein, and they that dwell we yoshbe baha, those who dwell in har, the earth. To David, a mizmor, a psalm. Le David, mizmor. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. This phrase is to be considered in the light of Eob, of Job's saying in Job 29, verse 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, and it clothed I. Rav Hanina had taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. There is one who is rich, but whose character does not go with his riches. And another, and other who is poor, but whose character does not go with his poverty. As Solomon, king of Israel, king of Israel, said in Proverbs 13 and 7, there is he who gets richer and richer, yet hath nothing, nothing. There is he that gets poorer and poorer, yet hath great wealth. Proverbs, Mashal 13 and 7. There is one who is strong, but whose character does not go with his strength, and another who is weak, but whose character does not go with his weakness. There is one who is youthful, and his countenance, his face comely, but whose wife is ungainly and repulsive, so that when she is carried in a litter, a palanquin, people ask, who is the husband of that creature? And they are told, that man is. But upon seeing the handsome and young man, they say, this young man has thrown himself away on that ungainly creature. If, however, the bride is comely, but the husband is ungainly and squat, people say, this bride has thrown herself away on that man. But Eob said, I am not like that man. Righteousness clothes Job, Eob, and Eob and Job clothes righteousness. Behold, I put on righteousness, and it becomes me, it becomes I. just as David became this mizmor, became this psalm, and his psalm, his mizmor, became David. Sedek levashti v'yilabasheni ki me'il v'anifa mishpati. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, it clothed I. Tzedek, tzedek, lavashti, lavashti, lavashti. I put on righteousness. I put on tzedek, tzedek, lavashti. Wa yilabasheni kiyam il. And it clothes, and it clothes I, and it clothes I. My judgment as a robe and a diadem. Kia ma'ila w'tzanif mishpati. Note that the preceding psalm, the preceding mizmor, the introductory phrase is a psalm of David. In Psalm 23, verse 1, mizmor le'David. In the Kaf Gimel psalm, in the Sefer Tehillim, is Mizmor le'David, a psalm of David. While in this Mizmor, today's daily psalm, it's le'David Mizmor. It is to David, le'David Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. How? Explain the different word order. Explain the different word order between Mizmor le'David and le'David Mizmor. When David, David, besought the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ila Irit, to rest upon him, he summoned it with the words, a psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. But when the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to him on its own account, he said, Le David, Mizmor, to David, a psalm. Another comment, Le David Mizmor, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, to David a psalm. The land is, Yahuwah is Jehovah's. The land is Yahuwah. The land is Adonai's, is Adonai's. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, Ha'aretz. A parable of a king, of a melech, a negus, even negus neges, who had a retainer in a certain city. The inhabitants of the city honored him because they knew that he was the melech, the negus, even negus neges, the retainer. And whenever he came to HaMelech, to the king, to the negus, even negus neges, the negus, HaMelech, also honored him, so that he was honored here as well as they are. When HaMelech, when the king, when the negus, even negus neges, gave up his city, however, its inhabitants began to rebel against HaMelech, against the negus, even negus neges retainer, so that he had to return to his king, to his melech, to his negus, even negus neges. But later, when HaMelech, when the king, the negus, even negus neges, reclaimed his city, and when, as before, HaMelech, the negus retainer, the king's retainer, began to go about in the city, its inhabitants honored him again as HaMelech's retainer, as the negus, the king's retainer. Thereupon HaMelech, the negus, the king, even negus neges, said, when I gave up my city, you rebelled against him. Was he not my retainer then, even as he is my retainer now? Yet only now do you again honor him. HaMelech, the king, the negus, even negus neges, is HaKadosh, is the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. The city is the land of Yisrael, the land of Israel, and the king's retainer is David, is David, the king of Yisrael. During all the days that the land belonged to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when David, when David went out and came in before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, he was honored by them. But when HaElohim, the true God, gave up his land, saying in Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. In Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites began to rebel against the king's retainer, against HaMelech, against the Negus Negas retainer. For they said in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16, what portion have we in David? What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Yishai, of Jesse. To your tents, O Yisrael! 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 16. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reclaims His land, however, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will return to His retainer. As is said in Hosea 3 and 5. Afterwards, shall the Bnei Yisrael, shall the children of Yisrael, shall the Israelites return and seek Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim, true good, true God, and David, and David, their king, their Melech, their Negus, even their Negus and Neges. Hence, it is said, Le David Mizmor, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz. Therefore, it is said to David, a psalm, the land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's. Another comment. Say a man owns a ship, but the cargo in it is not his. Or, if the cargo is his, then the ship is not his. It is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For the earth is Adonai's, is Adonai's, and the fullness thereof, and all in her fullness. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, Ua Meloah. O Meloah, and her fullness. Or, say a mortal man builds a house of 50 cubits, maybe a large house of 100 cubits, and altogether he stands no more than 3 cubits high. But it is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He created the earth, the earthly plane, and He fills it. As Scripture says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 6 and 3, the whole earth is full of His glory. Another comment on La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Ha'umeloah. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days, He set aside HaShabbat, the Sabbath. When He created months, moons, He set aside the festivals, the feasts. When He created shanas, the years, He chose sabbatical years for Himself. When He created sabbatical years, He chose the years of Yobelu, of Jubilee, for Himself. When He created the nations of the earth, the goyim of the earthly plane, He chose the nation of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, for Himself. When He created the nation of Yisrael, of Israel, He chose the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, for Himself. When He created HaLewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, He chose HaKohanim, the priests, for Himself. When He created countries, He set aside the land of Yisrael out of all the countries as a heave offering. As is said, the earth is Yahuwah, Jehovah's, and her fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Umeloah. Here, fullness. Meloah Umeloah, and her fullness. Umeloah. This alludes to heave offering, as in the verse in Exodus 22 and 28. Thou, the I, shalt not delay to offer of the fullness of thy harvest, and of the outflow of thy presses. So it is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Ha'umeloah, the earth is Jehovah's, and her fullness thereof. Our masters, Ionai masters, taught in the book of Psalms, all the Psalms that David composed apply either to himself or to call Yisrael, to all Yisrael. Each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the singular applies to David's own person. And each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the plural, the collective plural, it applies to call Yisrael, to all of Israel. Yisrael hulu. Whenever for the leader with string music is used, it introduces a mizmor, a chant, an intonation that deals with the age to come. Whenever a psalm of David, a psalm of David is used, it denotes that Dawid, that David played upon his harp, and that then the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, rested upon him. But where it is said to David, a psalm, LeDawid, Mizmor, it denotes that Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil Arit, rested upon Dawid, upon David, and that then he played. The phrase maskil of Dawid, of David, the term maskil, meaning that requires elucidation, enlightenment, elucidation. It indicates that the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, has to be explained by a torguman, that is to say, by a skilled commentator. The phrase, a song, shir, mizmor, a song, a psalm, indicates that the psalm, the mizmor, has to be rendered by singers, by the singers and the players. And why these several directions? Because Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Eil Arit, the Memphis Kedus, does not come to rest in the midst of idleness or sadness or laughter or frivolity or idle talk, idle chat, but only in the midst of joy. As is said in 2 Kings 3 and 15, it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Adonai came upon him, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came upon him. And also in Genesis 45 and 27, when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit, the Irit, the Ruach of Yaakov, of Jacob, their father, revived, livelied up. And directly after that, in Genesis 46 and 2, Scripture says, Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke to Yisrael in the visions of the night. A verse that the Aramaic Targum, the interpretation, renders, Ruach HaKadosh, the Eil Arit, the Holy Spirit, rested on Yaakov, rested on Jacob. Another comment, consider, LaYahuwah HaAretz UMeloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof, and her fullness. Consider this in the light of the verse in Nehemiah 9 and 6. Thou, even thou, art Adonai alone. Thou hast made heaven with all their hosts, the earth, and all things, and all things that are therein. On what day was the host of Shemayim created? Rava Yohanan maintained that the host of Shemayim of the heavens was created on the second day, for directly after it is said in Psalm 104 and 3, Yahuwah Jehovah, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters. There follows the words in Psalm 104, the next verse, verse 4, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. But Rava Simeon maintained that the host of the Tzavat of Aot of Shemayim was created on the fifth day. For on that day Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of Shemayim in Genesis 1 and 20. Here the word fowl is to be understood in its usual sense, but the words that may fly ye'ofef in the open firmament of heaven refer to the hosts of heaven. For it is said in Isaiah 6 and 2, with two He did fly. Ye'ofef, ye'ofef, ye'ofef. Rava Luyani, Yulani, Julianus said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. Lest heretics might say, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim in the east, Gabriel was stretching out Hashemayim in the west. Hat-adosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion. The fact is that Hakadosh, Levado alone, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made all things, as we have in Isaiah 44 and 24. I am Yahuwah Jehovah that maketh all things, that stretched the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Me'iti, 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 by myself. When read as me'iti, 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 who is with me? Is to say, in the work of creation, who is partner with me? Who is partner with I? Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since thou, the I alone, all one, didst create the heaven and the earth, I shall call them after thy name alone, all one. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Meloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. Rav Azariah, Rav Nehemiah, Rav Berakiah, they told the parable of the mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus and neges, who had two stewards, one in charge of the house and the other in charge of the fields. The one in charge of the house, Habayit, the bait, knew all that happened in Habayit, in the house, and all that happened in the fields. But the one in charge of the field knew only what happened in the fields. Even so, Moses, who had gone up to Shemayim, to heaven, knew the upper as well as the nether worlds. And with the names, the Shemot of both, he praised HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as is said in Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, is Adonai's, thy Elohim, true good, true God. The earth also with all that therein is. But David, who had not gone up to Shemayim unto heaven, praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with what he knew, as is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Umeloaha, the earth is Jehovah's and Umeloaha and her fullness thereof. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, changed the original order of things, of things, of things, and caused the earth to be watered from above for four reasons. One, first, to favor the germination of seeds. Second, to prevent noxious dews. Thirdly, to water the high places as well as the low. And fourthly, to make all living things lift their heads to Shemayim, to Shemayim, to heaven, to the heavens. What is the proof from Scripture? The verse in Job 5:11, El Elohim, God, sendeth rain upon the earth to make all things below turn toward the high, in Job 5:11. And also the saying, toward the Lord, toward Adonai, Adonai, is the earth and the fullness thereof. Rav Finchas said, a mortal negus, a mortal king, when in his bedchamber, cannot be in his banqueting hall. And when in his banqueting hall, cannot be in his bedchamber, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle One, blessed be He, fills the walls above and below. As is said in Psalm 148 and 13, His glory is above the earth and heaven. And again in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do not I fill heaven and earth with mortals, with mortal men and people? There may be one who has a flock, but no pasture. And another who has a pasture, but no flock. And still another who has both flock and pasture, but who does not know how to feed his flock or what a good pasture is. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, it is not so. He has a flock, the Bayit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, to whom He said in Ezekiel 34:31, Ye y'all, my flock. He knows what a good pasture is. As is said in Ezekiel 34:14, I will feed them in a good pasture. He owns a pasture. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. And He knows how to feed His flock. As is said in Ezekiel 34:15, I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down. Sayeth the Lord God, sayeth Adonai Yahweh. He has founded it upon the seas. Ki hu Allah Yamim Yisadaha. He hath founded Ha. He has founded Ha, her, upon the seas. Ki hu Allah Yamim Yisadaha. Upon four rivers, the Jordan, the Yardane, the Yarmuk, the Jarmuk, the Karamion, and the Pigah. Now, from the top of Pisgah, as it is said in Numbers 21 and 20, the top of Pisgah, it is seen upon the face of Yeshimon. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, this verse implies that when a man comes up to the top of Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, he sees in the sea of Tiberias a whirlpool, sieve-like, that is Miriam's well. Another comment. The passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that we have here. Mi ya'ile behari Yahuwah. Mi ya'ile. Behar Yahuwah, who shall ascend into the mount of Jehovah? It alludes to Moshe, of whom it is said, Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahuwah and Jehovah called to him out of the mountain in Exodus 19:3. Thus, like this, in Deuteronomy 5:28, who shall stand in his holy place? This alludes to Moshe, to whom Elohim said, stand thou here by me. Stand I here by I in Deuteronomy 5:28. He that hath clean hands, we have this in today's daily psalm, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established Ha upon the floods. Ki hu Allah yamima yisadaha wa Allah neharota yekoneneha miya ya ille behari Yahuwah u miya yakoma biya mekom kadsho. Niki kapayim, he that hath clean hand, niki kapayim, vara levava, and a pure heart, u bar levav, and a pure heart, he that hath clean hands. This alludes to Moshe too, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 15, it says, I have not taken one ass from them. And clear understanding alludes to the clear understanding of El Elohim, the true good, the true God's message that Moshe sought when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go with my message to Paro, to Pharaoh. And Moshe replied, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? In Exodus 3:13. Who hath not taken without cause any life? Who has not taken without cause any life? Nikiya kapayim uvar levar asher loa nasa. Nasa lashava nafsho. Willo. Nishba'a le mirma. Now, KJV reads it in other versions here. The Sefer Tehillim says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not taken my name in vain. Asher, Lo Nasa La Shavua Nafsho. It's interesting here in the, when we look at the Hebrew, right? When we look at the Hebrew, who have not taken my name in vain. There's a variation in the Hebrew text. It's Nafshi, Nafsho, Nafshi. Some have it as Nafsho, a soul, his soul, and others as Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, who have not taken my soul in vain. That must be understood, understood as a different form of the third commandment. My soul, Nafshi, is the equivalent of me, my name, that are interchangeable. Now, the Katib, or what is written, it reads Nafsho. This has been adopted by the authorized version, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity, that is, has not striven after aims that do not have Jah's approval, has not striven after aims that have Jah's disapproval. So here we have the sense, who have not taken without cause any life or lose to Moshe, who, not without good cause, took the life of Hamitri, the Egyptian. For it is said, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew Hamitri, in Exodus 2 and 12. What can he look this way and that way mean except that Moshe beheld in that instant a court of angels, and with them he consulted, so that rightly empowered he smote Hamitri. Moshe also had foreknowledge that a proselyte would never descend from this Hamitri, this Egyptian, this Kemite. A fact implied by the words, quote, he saw that there was no man, so he slew the beast. Nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, Wallowa Nishaba Lemirma, and hath not sworn deceitfully, nor having been sworn, Wallowa Nishaba, deceive his neighbor Lemirma. This alludes to Moshe as well, of whom the words in Exodus 2:21, Jethro adjured Yoel Moshe to dwell with him. This proved that Moshe swore to Jethro not to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, without Jethro's consent. Yoel clearly indicates adjuration. As in the verse in 1 Samuel 14:24, Shaul adjured Yoel, the people. Note well that scripture says of Moshe, when he wished, desired to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, with the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Exodus 14:18, Moshe went and returned to Yitro, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law. Hence it is said, hear, in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, it is said, Yisa Veraka Me'eti Yehovah. He shall receive the Baraka. The Veraka, Baraka. He shall receive the blessing. Me'eti Yehovah. Me'et Yehovah. From Jehovah. Moshe was made Melech, king, Negus, and master of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, and righteousness from the El Elohim of his salvation. Uz Edaka Me Elohe Yisho'ol, and righteousness from the Elohe Yisho'ol, of Yisho'ol, of his Yeshua, of his salvation, of his victory. Moshe was thought so deserving that HaTorah, the direction instruction, was given to Yisrael by Yado, by his hand. Another comment. The passage that begins, who shall ascend into the mount of the Lord? Who shall ascend to the mount of Jehovah? Mi ya'ille b'hari Yehovah. Another comment. This alludes to Abraham, to whom Elohim said, get thee into the land of Moriah, upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee I of, in Genesis 22 and 2. And who shall stand in his holy place? Umi yakum biya mikom kadesho. This alludes to Avraham Avinu, of whom it is said, Avraham got up early in the boker in the morning to the place where he had stood lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in Genesis 19:27. He that hath clean hands, clean hands alludes to Avinu Avraham, who held himself aloof from spoil, and said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:23, I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor a shoelace, nor aught that is thine. And a pure heart, uvar levav, ubar lebab, and a pure heart. This alludes to Avinu Avraham's his heart. Of that it is said in Nehemiah 9:8, thou, the eye, foundest his heart faithful before the eye, foundest his heart hard to call, faithful before the eye. In Genesis 15:6, it reads, and he believed, he believed, he remained in Jehovah. In Psalm 24:4, who without cause hath not taken any life? Asher lo nasa lashava nafsho. This alludes to Namrud, whose life Abraham, it is said by some, took. Nor sworn to deceive his neighbor. This alludes to Avraham Avinu, who said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:22, I have lifted up Yadi la Yahuwah. I have lifted up my hand li Yahuwah to Jehovah. Hence, it is said, he shall receive the braka meiti Yahuwah. Yisav raka meiti Yahuwah. As scripture says, Jehovah bless Abraham in all things, in Genesis 24:1. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation, of his Yeshua, of his victory. As scripture says of Avinu Abraham, he be lived, he remained in Jehovah, and he who be who he be. And he counted it, counted hard to him for righteousness in Genesis 15:6. Another comment, the passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, into the mountain of Adonai? Mi ya'ile b'hari Yehovah. Another comment is that this alludes to Ya'ikov, to Jacob, to whom Elohim said, arise, go up to Beit El, to Bethel in Genesis 35:1. And who shall stand in his holy, in his Isla place? Umiya Yakum Biya Mikom Makadsho. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it is said, he lighted upon a certain place, a certain spot in Genesis 28:11. He that hath clean hands, Naki Kapayi. This alludes to the matter of Lavan, of Laban. Laban robbing Yaakov. Of that Yaakov, Jacob said, I bore the loss of it. I bore the loss in Genesis 31:39. And a pure heart, uvar levav. This alludes to Yaakov's heart, heart to cleave. For he said to Lavan, to Laban in Genesis 31:37, whereas thou hast felt about all my stuff, has felt up all my stuff, what hast thou found? Who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity? Asher lo nasa lashoa nafsho. This alludes to the fact that Yaakov had not lifted up his soul, his psyche, to Laban's, to Lavan's, teraphim, to his household gods, his idols, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor with lo nishiva'ah le'mirma. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it said, Jacob, Yaakov, swore by the pachad, the fear, the dread of his father Yitzhak, Isaac, in Genesis 31:53. Hence it is said, Yisa braka meti Yehovah, he shall receive the braka, the blessing from Jehovah, as the scripture says, El Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him in Genesis 35:9. and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. U tzedaka, me Elohe Yisho. For Yaakov said, so shall my righteousness witness against me, against I hereafter. In Genesis
33 I am pondering the salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Flying upon the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me flying upon the ring the salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, high up on the high meditation. Way up above, way up above. Me say the clock them for me, them can't cool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jaja give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real reality. No life in a dry wife can't bring peace. You can't sleep during evil and dead. This me tell you this is a serious thing. War my teeth. Every fight in love, every fight to me. I am pondering the salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. I am for now, I meditation. Play a popo, play a popo. We try and find the ring that's salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, I am for now, I meditation. Play a popo, play a popo. Sexual love is my nature, but you see me not gonna go against me creator. Those who go against time and meter, well me tell you, say your judgment will be greater. Tribes and parishes, so many life lies. Things you know them laws, but we ain't gon' compromise. Things I be them doing, Rasta cheating tonight. Judgment's gonna take them, behold it with your eyes, yeah. Triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Triumph on the high meditation. Play a bubble, play a bubble. Me triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, I up on a high meditation. Play a bubble, play a bubble. Yeah, but they just not in the water. Cause they bring them on the bow down and worship no monster. Look them drinking blood and still eating up the flesh. Them polluting all the liquor daughters. Telling Rastafari is a spiritual thing. Rastaman not in a them religion, my friend. Just because me speak out loud them vex once again. But the whole world must give them praises, yeah, yeah. Triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Triumph on the high meditation. Play up above, play up above. Me triumph on the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love, yeah. Triumph on the high meditation. Play up above, play up above. Me say the clock them for me, them can't cool me. When nothing with them doing can't rule me. Jaja give me wisdom, them can't fool me. Tell them in this time it is a real, real reality. No life in a dry wife can't bring peace. You can't sleep during evil and dead. This me tell you this is a serious thing. War my teeth. Every fight in love, every fight in me. I am pondering the salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. I am for now, I meditation. Play a popo, play a popo. Me try and find the ring of salvation. Jaja is love, Jaja is love. Yeah, I am for now, I meditation. Play a popo, play a popo.